This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jeffrey Jackson is back. We're going to talk about how the mainstream media is covering or not covering those of us who have questions about the sanctity of the sacrament within the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Some of you know those as vaccines. Are they covering this issue in any way, shape, or form that would be considered fair and balanced? Right? Whether it be a Fox News discussion or a far-left discussion from MSNBC or anywhere in between. And if so, where might that be happening other than here on the Robert Scott Bell Show or on other shows that are actually covering this and the things Jeffrey Jackson is doing? We'll get to that in a little while. We also have an interesting shopping story as you're going out. I think I'm already way ahead of this, but I'm thinking about the shopping season. I went out and did a little bit of retailing. There was some discount stuff for winter because I've been in warm weather climes for the last 12 years. And I'm thinking, I got to get ahead of this thing when it gets cold. We had a little bit of a taste of it here, Super Don, but then it got warm again. But I'm thinking, I got to be prepared, right? And so if you're working
Mother
with
Nature's
a,
being nice to you, right?
Yes, very nice. And I'm really enjoying. I'm looking out the window, seeing yellow, gold, greens, reds, oranges, and I haven't seen that in like 12 years, other than I'm traveling out of the deep, deep south, right? And so it's a beautiful sight to see a real fall happening. But as we're going out into the world and interacting with sales agents or people in stores, if you go to stores anymore, how will they direct you to what you're going to get based on how you look, what you look like? We're going to get to that. I mean, this is important stuff. Shopping on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know that no matter what you look like, we talk about consistently the same things that will help you to get well. The common theme is that we don't change our directions or instructions based on you look this way or that way. Okay. Other than you might need something more or less than someone else based on certain health history. But again, we're going to get beyond superficiality, but then we're going to go superficial to explain how it happens out there in the retail world. But before we do that, how about exploring the, well, it's, what do we call that, voting season, right? Election season. And apparently there's a lot on the ballot related to this.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on, pass our time. All right, y'all. When we talk about cannabis and the cannabis derivatives and hemp and CBD, people still like to say marijuana. I don't like to use the term, but it's still a hot topic. It's still a controversial topic. Not for a lot of my listeners, our listeners here, not as controversial as it once was or perceived to be. But there are folks that still don't get it totally. There are states that you have ballot initiatives. There are other laws that are being proposed to alter the way cannabis is regulated or moving it from a banned state to a usable state. I would love for y'all, if you didn't get back to didn't listen to my Thursday broadcast, I was traveling, I couldn't do a live broadcast, But the two Mikes, Michael Bolden and Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center, did an amazing job of discussing cannabis, hemp, CBD, as it related to legalities, constitution. And the fact of the matter is every state that is considered or implemented laws that decriminalize or fully lawfulize, legalize the plant, cannabis, are doing so apparently in violation of restrictions on the federal level, prohibitions on the federal level, that we argue here are unconstitutional, but despite the fact that it is, it doesn't mean the feds don't say it's illegal still. Schedule I drug, still. We've talked about it due to treaty, but treaties made in pursuance with the Constitution become the law of the land. If they're not, they are not the law of the land. They are null and void upon arrival, dead on arrival. But even if it's not a treaty-based law, those laws made at the federal level in violation of the Constitution are no law at all and have no force other than the force you give it or allow it by acquiescing to it. So what you believe about cannabis, the plant, I want to say is irrelevant or should be, as long as it's not proven to be deadly, dangerous, and harming and killing people, which apparently it's not, never has been. The lies about that plant are profound, and they were due to economic reasons, not genuine biological, immunological health reasons. I don't want to go into that now. Superdon, you know, I wrote about it with Ty Bollinger in Unlock the Power to Heal. There are books written on it. There's a lot of history that was erased on the cannabis plant. So let's go through some of the midterm elections 2018 guide that there are for cannabis reforms on the ballot. Okay? And North Dakota and Michigan are the first on the list here. North Dakota, with all five people there, it's amazing that they have to pass a law for this.
27 degrees below zero, yes.
Right. A legalization measure qualified for the ballot in August, and activists collected more than enough signatures, which apparently was 10 or 11. That's all they needed to get Measure 3 on the ballot. The Marijuana Legalization and Automatic Expungement Initiative, surprisingly far-reaching measure, as it's reported here at Cannabis Now. And it would include no limits on quantities either for possession or cultivation, but those under 21 years of age and those selling to minors, they would still be in trouble, like alcohol. Okay, so it's not like they're saying, "Oh, kids, have at it." Okay, they're basically saying it's a plant. You guys can grow plants,
they're basically,
right?
They're putting it on the same level as alcohol. So if you're under 21 and you're in possession, they would treat you the same as if you were under 21. You had a beer.
Okay. I think this is fascinating. Again, that's where I call freedom, when you can grow a plant and you're not at risk of losing your life, liberty, or property for growing that plant. I know it's unreasonable of me. It's a high bar that I ask that we reach, that we can actually grow things in our garden that don't require permission of government. Yes.
This next part is very encouraging, because what they're going to do, part of the measure, is that they would expunge the criminal records of anybody who had been gotten in trouble for possession of cannabis prior to it because it's been legalized.
This
which
is
I
great.
Think is a good move.
Good news. Yeah, so North Dakota, I like what you're doing. I do like it. I don't know. Michigan is facing a legalization initiative. They've approved Proposal 1, Michigan Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act. Will allow
marijuana.
Marijuana,
why did
right?
Why did they put the H in it? I don't understand.
They wanted to be sure you understood the slang and that it was used to denigrate Mexicans who smoke cannabis. That's what they wanted to know in Michigan, apparently. Yeah. 21. If you're 21 or over, you can have up to 2.5 ounces and up to 10 ounces or 12 plants at home. Again, it's a semi-measure. It's not total freedom. And again, this is a guy, you're looking at me, I'm not a smoker of marijuana, right? But the fact is, it has got so many medicinal benefits. It is so much safer. It's almost a no-contest scenario than alcohol. It's not even the same planet with the danger of alcohol. So we've got others in Utah and Missouri. Utah, interesting, obviously a big a religious state with the LDS Church. They talk about being against all mind-altering substances. But again, I have to take issue here. Cannabis is a plant that God created, and you could take it up with God. Now, Prop 2 says it's going to be medical, and yet there's controversy about it. They don't want it to pass, and they're going to make more restrictions on it. But inevitably, no matter what your belief is, whatever your religious belief is, again, our Churches, synagogues, and mosques have all been lied to, and they've fallen prey to the same propaganda about this plant. This plant is life-saving, life-sustaining, environmentally beneficial. It does so many wonderful things. How to put it in a place of demonic, you know, relevance is irrelevant. It's not right. My opinion here. Okay? How you use it is up to you and God. Local decriminalization measures on the ballot in Wisconsin and Ohio.
This is cool right here,
dude. Yeah.
Because what you've got is rather than a state, right, exercising its 10th Amendment right, now you've got it down to county.
Nullifying statewide.
Wide nullification, yes.
I like that, yes. Personal. Get it down to the personal level. So even though the state is not going along with what we're talking about here, on a local level they're putting ordinances together, like food freedom ordinances. I like that. In Ohio, voters in six municipalities will face local initiatives on decriminalization. Dayton, Fremont, Garrettsville, Norwood, Oregon, and Windham counties. And they're not going to change state law, but they're going to deprioritize enforcement in those localities. Ohio has partial decriminalization as well. This is fascinating what's happening here. Now, real quick, CBD and autism. More science supporting the use of CBD, and this is coming out of Israel and Jerusalem. And they're showing evidence that the CBD is helping those children with autism and all of those manifestations of autism. No harm is coming to these children, only benefit. And again, things that we've been talking about for now a number of years coming to fruition. But my concern about this, the growth of cannabis, no pun intended, is pesticide contamination. Particularly because it's illegal on the federal level in violation of the Constitution. You can't have certified organic cannabis because the federal programs will not allow for it. But maybe, I don't know, in Oregon Tilth, could they certify on the state level? Or is there too much federal money going to Oregon Tilth? I wonder.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. But you will find, if you look hard enough at these dispensaries, that they are carrying cannabis that is grown in, let's say, in an organic way, but without the label. So you just have, you have to know your dispensary.
Know your growers, know your dispensary, and find out, because I don't want anybody ingesting, inhaling, pesticide-laden anything, least of all cannabis or hemp. That's important to me. Now, the CBD oil issue, Plus CBD Oil, they got free shipping this weekend, apparently. I just saw a tweet from them. So if you go to pluscbdoil.com, you want to order directly, enter the code RSB15, RSB15, to get 15% off. And we'll get some updates.
Shipping.
And free shipping. That'll be awesome.
That's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, go take advantage of that. When we come back, Jeffrey Jackson, Intrepid Reporter, going to catch us up with what he's working on, including the way the mainstream media covers people who question vaccines, even a little bit. Unfair would be an understatement, but we're going to put perspective on it next. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live on GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication. Later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube. And of course, sometimes we'll put specific clips up on what used to be known as Real.Video, now changed to Brighteon, Brighteon.com. And there's a Robert Scott Bell Show link in that family of videos that are not censored like other areas. And of course, we're going to give you that good direct information about things that the mainstream media will not cover or will actively denigrate. Should you report on it fairly, openly, honestly, with integrity, like our good friend Jeffrey Jackson. JeffreyJackson.com, he's writing about it. Media discrimination fueling the vaccine debate. What do you mean, Jeffrey?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Doing well. It's always a good day when I get you on the phone here on the show. And, of course, Superdon calls what you're describing, you know, writing about, are the pro-vaccine denialists. And I'm so confused by all these names. You're pro-vaccine, you're anti-vaccine, you're anti-vaccine, you're a questioner. The mere questioning means you're anti. It's like, you know, we've talked about this. If you question the safety of a car that got recalled, are you anti-car? I mean, it's just, there's got to be some perspective here somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I'm writing an article as we speak, and it'll be up after the show. And it's exactly about this topic. And what's happening now, so the media had one strategy, and that was to try to label, put this label out there. And it's a discriminatory label. They're using it as a discriminatory label of anti-vaxxer. Now, that strategy had to do a couple things. It had to stick. It had to polarize the debate. And it eventually had to, you know, its end goal was to render a massive cross-section of the population with multifaceted questions surrounding vaccines. It was meant to render those people invisible. And it had to do it in a really short period of time, and it didn't work. So what's happening now is we're seeing a PR, a public relations scramble And in that scramble, we're seeing just outright censorship. We're seeing calls to silence debate at any cost. I mean, these are dangerous times for this cabal or whoever is trying to, you know, people that just vehemently are for forcing vaccines upon the population through hook or by crook or by government law. So, but the problem is they've lost the narrative because the facts and the scientific studies over, you know, decades of them are piling up, and they're refusing to debate. They're refusing. There's such a large population now that wants to debate this, and they're refusing to show up. They're calling for silencing of debate. So, they, in my opinion, this is the beginning of them completely losing the narrative. And to watch them scramble and to use really heavy-handed authoritarian techniques on this is is dangerous. But I think it's a sign of the final kind of death throes of this false anti-vaxxer moniker that they're trying to push on everybody, even though it doesn't fit a lot of people.
Well, yeah, people that have some level of critical thinking skills available to them, right, have to question, wait a second, what really is going on here? Is there intellectual integrity, any, involved in name-calling, right? That's the methods used when you have nothing left to say that is valid. You just start yelling names. And this is the mainstream media, along with big pharma and big government's attempts to squash any discussion. And as you said, because they failed, much like the fake news moniker backfired on the mainstream media, the anti-vaxxer slander is backfiring as well, because it's causing more and more people to go, well, what does this term really mean? As people and moms and dads who were formerly all in on vaccination say, you know what, the reason why I question this is because of what happened to my child. And too many children have had this happen. And if it hasn't happened to your child, you know somebody's whose it has happened to.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of the quote anti-vaxxers that I've talked to were full vaxxers, who until they saw, witnessed, or experienced a vaccine injury with themselves or their children became people that questioned vaccines, and hence they get the label of anti-vaxxer. But these were people that followed the CDC schedule to a T. So it doesn't fit them. You know, my friend and colleague, Del Bigtree, said to these people trying to silence this debate, he said, you're making science look crazy. You're making it look like a religion by not being able to discuss this stuff, by trying to shut down discussion. It becomes dogmatic.
Yeah, exactly. We've talked about the science of religion. Liam Sheff talked about it being sci-fiantism, not just scientism, but sci-fi, because there's science fiction involved in the mystery of injecting toxic poisons and the miracle of, oh, you will never get that disease again, despite the fact that the scientific evidence is not there to support their claims. And what we also know is that these injections create other diseases, chronic diseases that they say have nothing to do with it, much less the acute response to some of these vaccines in infancy, including sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, as it relates and following on to infant vaccinations. We got Jeffrey Jackson on this hour. We're going to talk more about media discrimination versus open debate on those who question anything about vaccines.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The 11 people killed in Saturday's massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue range in age from 54 to 97. Seven of them were over the age of 69. Three were women. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
Squirrel Hill is the most diverse neighborhood in all of western Pennsylvania. People choose to live there because of the diversity of the community. The Jewish community is the backbone.
Four police officers were wounded. Two will require further hospitalization. Although suspect Robert Bowers had 21 registered firearms, he had been unknown to police. There are two winning tickets in Powerball's $688 million jackpot. One ticket was sold in New York, the other in Iowa. It's the fourth largest lottery payout in U.S. history. The Red Sox down the Dodgers 9-6 in Game 3 of the World Series to take a 3-1 lead in the series. Game 5 is tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Occasionally, we are joined by our good friend, intrepid investigative journalist, reporter, Jeffrey Jackson. And he's got a great article out. He's just previewing one that's about to come out after the show. For those of you listening later, it'll already be available. You can check it out at jeffreyjackson.com. We'll have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But right now, media discrimination fuels vaccine debate. And this is an ongoing discussion. As I say, keep it coming. Keep calling us names. Let's get Richard Pan out front and center to spew his drivel and make it possible for somebody to challenge him and replace him in that regard. But the idea that you can't have a discussion, an open forum debate on any topic, is anathema to the First Amendment. That is a right not from government, but a right that is given to you by that which created you. And it is designed to restrict the government from restricting your freedom to speak out. But the mainstream media is playing along with this. They don't want any discussion. If they do, have it occasionally. They will counter it with all of the effort they have. And their biggest effort now is to just paint you with a broad brush and call you an anti-vaxxer. Jeffrey.
That's right. That's right. And it's not working. And, you know, we ended the segment, or you ended it with talking about Liam Schiff, his book Official Stories. He was one of the first people to really put in writing that the vaccine debate and really modern mainstream medicine is a religious cult in a way. And this is a symptom of that. We're seeing a symptom of that by refusing debate, by refusing to be able to openly discuss really relevant and scientific-based facts. I call them inconvenient facts about vaccination that they don't want to talk about. It becomes inapproachable. And when people see these facts and say, that's common sense, that makes sense, why can't people debate this? I thought I call them the vehement pro-vaccine zealots. I thought they had so much science backing this up. I thought the science was settled. But there's so much unsettled science surrounding this topic that it boggles the mind. So the media, when I'm watching, you know, I've been writing about this for four or five years now, others for much longer, and there's new angles every week for me to discuss. And then I look at the mainstream, the corporate media, and I say, well, what are they coming back with? What argument are they putting in writing? It's the same one every time. They drum up Wakefield, Andrew Wakefield. They drum up Jenny McCarthy. They talk about herd immunity, and then they appeal to authority. Well, the CDC said X, Y, Z, whatever. That's all they have. So they're actually, I can see why they don't want to debate, because there actually isn't a debate. And if anybody out there is listening, is rolling their eyes, I challenge you to debate any of these people that have openly offered debates. There's been debates coming and going, and no one's showing up to debate these facts. So that's what I'm seeing. Now, in Connecticut, we have Oklahoma, we have in California, we have in Oregon. There's people running for various positions in the government, Senate representatives that are openly for giving parents a choice with vaccination. And I'm watching the media call them, one media, the Daily Beast, called them a Republican disease, even though they weren't all Republican. So here we have the inhuman card they're playing. They're trying to render these people inhuman and put them in a corner, and that's a dangerous historical road to go down. So the media is just attacking, trying to marginalize these people, and it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work.
Folks, we have a state-sanctioned religion in America. It's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They are defending their dogma, their sacrament, and vaccines are the sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And this is an important discussion to have, the discussion they don't want you to have. You know, shouting you down because you disagree with their dogma. And their dogma is based on what? Based on real immunology? No, junk immunology. If you think even if it elicits artificially an antibody response, that's enough to prevent a disease without also simultaneously creating maybe 10 others? Again, you're delusional. You don't know how the body works. And if you have a PhD and you don't acknowledge this, I don't know how you got your degree. Except it is promoting an agenda, an economic agenda, an industry's agenda, and not the health of the people. The evidence here is very clear. Jeffrey Jackson has been writing about it. Why can't the mainstream media, with all of their multi-million dollar budgets, report on this honestly and openly? Because there's too much money involved. And the conflicts of interest are very, very real. What is Jeffrey Jackson selling? I'm not aware of any Jeffrey Jackson supplements that compete with vaccinations. Are you, Jeffrey?
Nope. My stuff's been free since day one. And I think that's why I can openly talk about this and debate about this. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a doctor in Oregon, Dr. Bueller, and he's running for office. And he supports parents' rights to opt out of vaccination for personal religious beliefs. Very next day, local media at multiple health bodies, medical bodies, demanded that he retract his campaign stance. And then the media gave them cover by running the story, saying that he was kind of an anti-vaccine quack. So here we are at a point where people are running for office, and part of their campaign stance is to give parents choice. And we have large medical bodies coming out and demanding that they retract their campaign stance. Where are we at now? Where are we at as a society if we can't even... get an inch here? I mean, it's ridiculous.
And talking about the appeal to authority, which they often do, like you said, CDC says, right? Now, they've attacked parents because, well, you're, what do you know? You're a parent. You're not a doctor, right? Now you have doctors running for public office, including governor of Oregon. And we covered this story when we saw the next day. And that's one of the video clips you can hear on real.video now at Brighteon.com, talking about this very issue. And he's a physician, a medical doctor, but it doesn't matter. So, folks, if you think, oh, if only a medical doctor would come out and speak out, it doesn't matter to them. They will trash medical doctors. They have been trashing PhD researchers for years who go against consensus science, like that HIV causes AIDS, which there's no evidence to say that it does, much less isolation or having a test for it. And they went after Peter Duesberg. They Duesberged Peter Duesberg before there was a term like that. When then we talk about Andrew Wakefield, they Wakefield somebody. They destroy their careers. They denigrate them, and their last names become a warning to all others who would dare step up and speak out truthfully, openly, honestly, and reveal the facts of what they are finding in the scientific literature or if they participated in it. So, Jeffrey, we've got a lot going on here in this regard, and there's even more because you watched the World Series. I missed it last night after the one went 19 innings or 18 innings the previous night. Apparently something happened in the fifth inning that caught your attention.
Yeah, I was watching it, and fifth inning, there is this nonprofit organization called Stand Up to Cancer, and 56,000 people at Dodger Stadium. I don't know actually what the stadium was called, but 56,000 people stood up with cards, holding cards with names on them of people that were close and dear to them that were battling cancer. So I was kind of shocked by that because I was looking at, we talk about a cancer holocaust or, I mean, an epidemic. Mm-hmm. I've often said in this modern society, everyone is going to be touched by cancer, whether it's you personally or someone you know and love. And by seeing that representation of an entire stadium standing up, I thought, my God. And, you know, looking back at the history, as you have been talking about since day one, 1971, Richard Nixon declares war on cancer. That's over 40-plus years ago, and we're still cut, poisoning, and burning. And so I look up Stand Up for Cancer. I look into the charity. Of course, their funders, their contributors, Merck, Bristol Squibb Meyer, National Cancer Institute, American Cancer Society, the usual suspects. And I'm thinking, this is just this revolving door. And, you know, common sense will say, why haven't we figured this out yet? Why are we still sticking with this same paradigm? And, you know, it's almost, from a layman's person, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not an oncologist, but they're looking at this from a layman's point of view, it's kind of like a schizophrenic approach, because they don't want to admit that the immune system can help, the natural immune system of somebody can help fight cancer through, you know, eliminating environmental toxins, through eating better, through many angles. But at the same time, they're funding research for specific targeted immunotherapy by gene manipulation, by patented chemicals. And so they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, but it doesn't look like the numbers are being affected because these cancer rates seem to be still growing.
Yeah.
Conflict of interest driving them.
Think back 40 plus odd years to Nixon's War on Cancer declaration. And then we go, all right, by the year 2018, you know, if Nixon said this, because of all the money we're going to throw at it, billions and billions and billions, we're Carl Sagan territory now. By the year 2018, we're going to have whole stadiums full of people that are going to be standing up for cancer because they or a loved one has cancer. A whole stadium full at the World Series in the year 2018 because of all the money we're throwing at it. And you know what the answer to that is? Throw even more money at it. Because it's just like, you know what? We haven't bloodied our head against the brick wall enough. Hit it even harder. This is idiocracy. Modern medicine and its attempts to kill cancer solely and only by radiating, intoxicating, poisoning, and occasionally removing, which there can be some validity to that. It's idiocracy. I don't know how else to describe it at this point. Again, go back to the war on cancer. Billions of dollars later, now we have stadiums full of people standing up because everybody knows somebody with cancer.
Yep. And I wrote an article a couple of years ago about a Mayo Clinic doctor that was blowing the whistle on cancer drug price fixing and how it was wiping people out. So if someone gets cancer, their entire life savings are wiped out, and that it was a purposeful monopoly. And, you know, I put a quote from you in there, and it rings true today. You said, when docs turn against chemotherapy because it's chemotherapy and not because it's expensive, that will be the day we'll change. and that yes. still rings true today. It's the modalities that are blind to what great people like Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, Dr. Bitar, all of these people have been showing us the way, and many before them as well. And the history of suppression, as G. Edward Griffin in his books talk about, I mean, the history of this cancer paradigm is heartbreaking at best, but to see it at the World Series, you know, when I'm here trying to relax and I see this entire stadium of 56,000 people stand up with plaques,
yeah,
it was a really sobering experience. And I'm looking, saying, I don't think any of us are going to be out of what we do anytime soon with our reporting and with your show as well. There's just a lot to go, a long ways to go yet to turn this paradigm around, at least to get people to understand.
Folks, the water's warm, non-toxic, no fluoride, and maybe a little extra molecular hydrogen for you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The work that Jeffrey Jackson is doing as a reporter is so valuable and needed, with very few and far between. And Jeffrey, we appreciate you. Real quick, what is that article you're going to work on publishing after the show today?
Well, I don't have a title yet because it kind of danced around a couple different topics, but it's going to be a continuation of last week's article about the vaccine debate, so censoring the vaccine debate. So I will send it over to you and look at, I would say to the listeners, just look at Robert's pages on Facebook and Twitter as well as mine, and you will see them up there.
Beautiful. Jeffrey, thanks, my friend. Say hello to Dale next time you talk with him and the gang at Highwire. Y'all participate in that as well. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Does your shape determine what you're going to be sold?
You say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I mentioned on the break a recent book revealed a lot of folks have known, but put it together in a very comprehensive fashion regarding this vaccine issue. And the book is called Jabbed, How the Vaccine Industry, let me go back to it, stupid browser, How the Vaccine Industry, Medical Establishment, and Government Stick It to You and Your Family. I'm going to read it again because I want everybody to hear it properly. Jabbed, How the Vaccine Industry, Medical Establishment, and Government Stick It to You and Your Family. It's a hardcover book available over the last couple of months. We featured it when we were together at the Trinity Conference with Chris, not a doc, because they're promoting it as well, and I agree wholeheartedly. This is a profound book, and it should be in everybody's home that has been affected by this. Kind of like we talk about the impact that a whole stadium is standing up and stand up to cancer. The whole stadium's like knows everybody knows somebody, and it's almost that bad in terms of everybody knowing somebody harmed by vaccines. And this is why they're screaming and yelling at us, calling us anti-vaxxers is not going to work. I say keep on screaming and yelling, keep on trying to violate our right to free speech. It's going to backfire. And if you don't know that, I can't help you, but they got no other option at this point. They're only delaying the inevitable. When people wake up and go, you know what, we were all lied to. And this is a big part of what this show has been about for, 19th year now. Talking about the things we were lied to about and getting you to see through it so you can be empowered to walk through life. This is why Liam Sheff wrote his book, Official Stories, to help you see all the things that we were lied to about. It's not one thing. For me, it was, they lied to me about modern medicine and my body. And then it opened up to other areas and avenues. And your first response to anything mainstream media says, government pronouncements say, or Big Pharma says, is to believe that they are lying to you until you can prove otherwise. Independently validate and verify that there's some validity to what they're saying. Because even if it's partially valid, their conclusion could be so messed up you end up in worse shape than when you started. And that's a big part of what the vaccine lie and scam is. So, folks, upcoming events I've got coming up, we'll add to the notes. It's not in there yet. November the 1st, that is a Thursday. I think it's this coming Thursday at the Redmond's Heritage Farm Store. They have a number of stores in Utah that provide raw, real milk, organic raw cheeses, and their little restaurant is amazing. because you can get organic food there, including organic French fries fried in organic virgin coconut oil. Amazing. You got to try it. So I'll be there broadcasting live and lecturing this Thursday, the 1st of November. Those of you listening live in Orem, Utah, their Orem store. We'll have that up in the notes. And Sugar Hill store, which is closer to Salt Lake, has invited me to speak also in November. As soon as I get those dates, I'll let you know. Super Don, anything else we've forgotten today?
I don't think so.
Yeah, one last story.
I think that's it. One last story, though.
Yeah,
of
course.
Which is interesting. Mm-hmm. We only got about a minute to do this, but there's this thing called the Society for Consumer Psychology, and they decided to do a study. And I, honestly, when I read this, I'm thinking, man, is this really a thing? I mean, are we looking for prejudice where none exists and finding it? Mm-hmm. But apparently, they did this study and found that people in stores will try and sell round things to round people when they walk in the door. Right. And that might sound silly, but honestly,
here comes another round person. Let's sell them a beach ball. Why? I mean, what are they talking
about here? They took a salesperson.
Yeah.
And they took people and observed how they were offered different types of products in stores. And they found that the overweight people were offered round, like watches. Round watch. An overweight person walks in the store. The salesperson says, oh, you know, maybe you might like this watch.
Round
and it was
watch.
A round watch. Then when a thin person would walk in, they would more often try and recommend them something that was more angular, a rectangle.
So,
and they're saying that this they're saying this is prejudice, subconscious prejudice, mm-hmm. where people will offer overweight people round things and thin people rectangular things.
Well, is it prejudice? Is it prejudging, or is it judging on the spot, subconsciously? Like you see a shape, and then you're immediately thinking of that shape, and so the things that are that shape, you.
I don't know. It's a weird thing. You have to go check it out in the show notes and read it for yourself. But apparently, round people are offered round things.
Okay then.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to add to that one. I just never considered it.
I guess we'll just leave that there.
We'll leave it at that. Hey, great show, Super Don. Really intense stuff today, folks. Go back and listen and share it. We covered a lot of important health topics, including our discussion with Jeffrey Jackson. Tomorrow we'll be back with advanced medicine and more. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.